Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent for Monday, February 8th, 2021. Brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist I've ever gone to, the only dentist I've gone to the last 27 years. I tell you every day, today's the day to make the call. Take control of your dental health like Indiana took control of its NCAA tournament fate yesterday, beating Iowa at Assembly Hall, 67-65, Trace Jackson Davis, really good, 17-12. Indiana did not shoot well. You would think that if you're going to be a home dog playing against a top 10 team, you're going to have to shoot it really well to win the game. Indiana did not. They hit 6 of 23 behind the arc. Thank God for Anthony Leal, who hit 2 of 3. Two big threes. That's 26.1%. Overall, they hit 35.9%, but they held Iowa to 37.3%. So there you go. The defense, that was the game yesterday. They out-rebounded Iowa 44-36, which was a little bit unexpected. But you know what? If you dot I's and cross T's in basketball and you play fundamentally sound, you got a chance to win games. And that's what Indiana did yesterday. You get on the glass, you block guys out, you get in a stance defensively. You move with alacrity on the offensive end. You set good screens. You have guys come off. You cut with purpose. You shoot with confidence. You got a chance to win games. Armand Franklin, the game time, kind of a 15-footer from the left elbow. Terrific shot. Great kid. Very, very happy for Indiana. So now they got a shot, because I think you got to get to 14-11 going into the Big Ten tournament in order to secure a spot. Indiana's schedule, their strength of schedule has been good enough that I think you get in at 14-11, and right now, because of that win, they're 10-8. So they've got to win 4 of their last 7. In their last 7, they've got a game at Northwestern on Wednesday, where they got to show up with the same level of passion and enthusiasm and fundamental soundness on Wednesday in order to win that game. Then they're at Ohio State. They've got Minnesota and Michigan State at home. Then they finish up at Rutgers, against Michigan at Assembly Hall, and then at Purdue. You got to win 4 of those games. You win 4, you're in. You lose 4, you got to hope for other people to kind of help you a little bit. I think 14-11 gets it done for the Hoosiers. C.J. Gunn, committed to Indiana. Good kid, good player from Lawrence North. I like two things about C.J. Gunn a lot. Number one, he can flat out shoot. Number two, he is a willing teammate. He is a guy who doesn't need the ball every possession. Best player on that Lawrence North team, but he's not the guy who touches the ball all the time, every possession, and he doesn't sulk about that. And I think that that's important. I like C.J. Gunn. Terrific athlete, really good shooter, playing for the best team in Indiana high school basketball, I think, this year. He's in the class of 2022. We'll see what he does for the Hoosiers in a couple of years. Who the hell knows? Hopefully he doesn't reclassify. All right. Yesterday, Christian Lander, 1 of 6, right? Christian Lander should be a senior in high school. What's the hurry, Murray? You know what I mean? I know you want your dreams to come true as quickly as possible, but you know what? Sometimes it's best to tap the brakes a little bit and continue your development at your pace instead of trying to hurry it along. Sometimes that's parents. I don't know whether it is in Lander's case. Super Bowl last night, Tom Brady wins. I told you guys, number one, I told you that IU was going to beat Iowa. Number two, I told you, do not bet against Tom Brady ever in a Super Bowl. And don't bet against the Buccaneers defense against Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs, they dominated last night, 31-9, a snoozer of a Super Bowl. Unless you thought that, like happened in the postseason last year with Mahomes, that he was going to rescue the Chiefs, bring them back from the dead, which was clearly the case. They were dead. That defense for the Bucs, they raised hell last night and made Patrick Mahomes look. And this is so Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady won Super Bowls with New England in large part because he managed the game well while the defense played exceptionally well. And that's exactly what happened last night. He was 21 of 29, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns, and no interceptions. with a great defense, that's how you win a Super Bowl. Gronk, 6 catches, 67 yards, 2 touchdowns. Purdue, they had a good weekend. They won 75-70 over Northwestern. Ivy and Edie were really good. 20-7 for Ivy, 12-11 for Edie. They are 13-7. They're going to the NCAA tournament, which is a little bit unexpected. I thought it was going to be a rebuilding year for Purdue. And maybe it is. But when they rebuild, they win. When they've got freshmen who can play, they figure out a way to put them in a position to win. I'm not crapping all over Indiana the day after they beat Iowa, but come on. Butler beat DePaul 68-58. So they're still kind of hanging in the Big East. They got a big game coming up tomorrow night against St. John's, 8 o'clock. That game, to me, you got to be able to beat St. John's, Georgetown. You got to beat, obviously, DePaul twice, which Butler's done. You got to beat those teams that should be beneath you in the Big East. You got to beat them twice and try to split with those ahead of you. And that's kind of a tough order with a team like Villanova, although Butler's done that with Creighton, right? Got that big win. Pacers had a rough weekend. They lost twice. One game, they lose by a point Friday night to the Pelicans, 114-113. And then they lost to Utah yesterday, 103-95. Caris LeVert back with the team. That is really good news. He isn't practicing yet, but that'll come along soon enough. He's coming off that surgery to remove the growth from his kidney, the malignancy, and hopefully that's in his past, and he can get to the work of playing basketball for the Pacers real soon. Carson Wentz to the Colts. Here's the thing that could screw this up, and I think he'd be a good fit. I think he'd be the right guy. At the age of 28, a guy who has played for a Super Bowl-winning team, a guy who has played at a really, really high level, MVP-level football from Carson Wentz back in 2017 before he got hurt. What could screw it up is the Bears. Because the Bears, like, if you've ever gone to an auction and there's an idiot sitting over there who's bidding you up on everything, he's driving you crazy, that's the Bears. The Bears overbid on everything. And in this trade, maybe they roll up the truck and say to the Eagles, we'll give you three ones for Carson Wentz. If you're the Colts, you say, hard pass. We're not going to compete in that world with the Bears. Bears want to ensure their mediocrity by overspending and taxing their draft capital that they've got. You know what? You go right ahead. The Colts, they're not going to play that game. Chris Ballard is not going to overpay for Carson Wentz. This is going to be really interesting to see what they do. Colts nosing around about Sam Darnold. Do you feel real good about that? Would you feel better about Brissett or Darnold? That's a good question. Wentz, Brissett, that one's easy. But Brissett, Darnold, that's a little bit different. I don't know where you go there. Maybe you just say, you know what? We're going to live with Brissett again. It's been every other year, right? It was 17, 19, 21. Maybe every other year, Jacoby Brissett's supposed to be the starting quarterback for the Colts. And you try to trade up in the draft to go get a guy like Trey Lance, who seems to be a very dynamic, kind of the Josh Allen of this draft. You don't know what you got. He played one game this past year. His program played one game because of COVID. So we'll see. Later this week, maybe we'll see what the Colts do in terms of their long-term future at quarterback, or more importantly, maybe, what they don't do. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? The great Dave Nash, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday today. The great Danny Solomon. Happy birthday, Joe Ferguson. Happy birthday, Michael Hendrick, Amy Wright, Gary McQueen, Richard Dooley, and Doug Whittinger. Happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. We're going early. It's what we do. Get up ready to attack the day. We get more done on Breakfast with Kent before sunrise than most people do all damn day long. It's what we do. We'll talk to you later, maybe 3 o'clock-ish, inside Indiana Sports Now. Can't wait. Let's go.